Dark Wet Submissive by Martin Costa. First published 2025. Chapter 1, Arrival. The taxi pulled away in a cloud of gravel dust, leaving Andrew standing at the end of the narrow path with nothing but his suitcase, his backpack, and the dreadful ache of being unwanted. The cottage loomed ahead, larger than he remembered, with ivy curling around the porch posts and lace curtains drawn tight against the midday sun. He hesitated. The door opened before he could even knock. "Don't just stand there like a waif," Clara said. Her voice was clipped and smooth, like the sharp edge of a ruler. "Bring your things in and hurry up." Andrew nodded, ducking his head, and stepped inside. It smelled like flowers polish and something faintly sour beneath it. A lifetime of rigid order clung to every surface. Even the doilies were scented perfectly, not a book out of place, not a shoe visible in the hall. She took one look at his scuffed sneakers, his slouching posture, and sighed.
"We'll have to do something about you," she said.
He blinked.
I'm grateful you're letting me stay, Aunt Clara."
"I'm not your aunt," she snapped.
"You'll address me simply as Clara.
And you'll earn your keep by not being a burden.
Are we clear?"
He swallowed.
"Yes, Clara." Her eyes narrowed at the slight tremble in his voice. "HMPH." She led him upstairs.
The room she'd prepared was small, with an iron-framed single bed, plain white sheets, a wardrobe, and a pale blue rug.
There was nothing welcoming.
No posters. No clutter. He paused at the door, his eyes catching the plastic-backed mattress cover, clearly visible beneath the fitted sheet.
Clara saw his glance. "Your mother warned me."
"About your problem?"
He flushed instantly. "It's under control. That remains to be seen."
She leaned against the doorframe.
"I won't have a grown man soiling my linens like a child."
"If you wet the bed, you'll wash the sheets yourself, and they'll be hung where everyone can see." Andrew said nothing, his throat tightening with shame. She leaned in slightly.
"And if it happens again after that, you'll be punished."
"I don't tolerate laziness or disobedience. Do you understand?" He nodded, eyes downcast.
"Good.
Dinner's at 6. You'll be expected to eat what's put in front of you. No screens, no headphones, no closed doors. My house, my rules, and I expect you to obey them." Clara turned without waiting for a reply. Andrew stepped into the room and closed the door, his heart pounding in his ears. Later that night, Andrew lay stiff under the sheets, afraid to move, the pressure in his bladder slowly growing.
He tried to stay awake, tried to count backwards. He tried every trick he knew. But the exhaustion was stronger.
When he opened his eyes, it was morning, and the sheets were cold and wet beneath him. Shit. Wet again, and the first night. When it was morning, he tried to strip the bed before she saw, but she was already waiting downstairs for him. Her voice rang out.
"Bring the sheets with you, Andrew."
He descended the stairs, bundle clutched in his arms, face burning. She took them from him without a word, carried them to the backyard, and clipped them to the clothesline. The large yellow stain was impossible to miss. A neighbor passed by the fence and gave a polite nod.
Clara waved cheerfully.
Andrew just wanted to disappear. Back inside,